This is VOA News. I'm Tommy Bigby. North Korea began a closed-watch ruling party meeting led by Kim Jong-un, according to state media, Sunday, amid signs that Pyongyang is set to announce a firmer stance towards the United States. More from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Kim Jong-un is widely expected in the next week to announce his plans for North Korea following the expiration of its self-imposed end-of-year deadline for the United States to offer a better proposal in stalled nuclear talks. North Korea has boycotted nuclear talks for months and recently threatened to resume long-range missile and nuclear tests. An official said earlier this month that denuclearization is off the negotiating table. Those threats, mostly made by lower-level officials, are widely seen as an attempt to increase pressure on the United States ahead of North Korea's deadline. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The Taliban has assaulted an army base in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 10 soldiers, injuring 4 others. An Afghan military statement said Saturday the pre-dawn insurgent bomb and gun raid took place in Helmand province, where most of the districts are controlled by the Taliban. Provincial government spokesman told VOA the assailants detonated a bomb before storming the installation. Local Afghan official told VOA, on condition of anonymity, the Taliban attack killed 17 soldiers and wounded 6 others. Local media reported the Taliban dug a tunnel to reach the army base. A Taliban spokesman claimed in a statement the fighters overran the army posts and killed 26 Afghan forces, though insurgent claims are often exaggerated. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.